USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Both President Trump and his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, are coming out against calls to defund police, as activists around the country have been arguing for it. During a White House roundtable with law enforcement officials yesterday, Trump said there won't be any defunding, disbanding, or dismantling of police departments. As for Biden, he says he backs funding community policing programs that work to improve relations between police and communities, and he says,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Small Business Optimism Index bouncing back in May after the coronavirus pandemic took a big bite out of it in April. The Uncertainty Index jumping 7 points last month, although business owners didn't expect the recession that took hold in February to last very long. New Yorkers, it seems, are in no big rush to go back to work. New York City entering a phase one reopening yesterday, but streets and stores remained quiet through most of the day. Many New Yorkers say they'll keep working from home as long as they can. Others say they're still afraid to get on public transportation until there's a vaccine for the coronavirus. The 2020 MTV Movie and TV Awards might not happen. Variety is reporting the show has been postponed indefinitely due to the pandemic, a spokesperson saying the health of everyone involved is the priority. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It looks like President Trump could be soon getting back on the traditional campaign trail. Politico's reporting the president wants to start holding rallies by later this month. The president hasn't hosted a rally since March, when the coronavirus put large events on hold. Details about where the rallies will be held and what safety protocols would be in place are still being worked out. The president has been pushing to get back in front of supporters as he falls behind Joe Biden in a number of recent polls. Forecasters say Tropical Depression Cristobal will spread wind, rain, and flooding from the south to the Midwest this week. The storm did bring heavy rains and fierce winds and flooding when it came ashore in Louisiana on Sunday evening. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley within 30-mile-an-hour winds, or with the 30-mile-an-hour winds, again today and tonight. By Wednesday morning, winds will kick up to 35 miles an hour as the storm tears across Wisconsin and then into Michigan's Upper Peninsula by Wednesday evening. And Kylie Jenner's companies are participating in the Pull Up or Shut Up Challenge. The goal is to hold top makeup companies accountable for diversity by asking them to publicly release the demographics of their employees. Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin releasing a statement saying 13% of their leadership roles are held by black women. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.